Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who keep the word of God and keep it." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In my reading lately, I have read of the Yazidi people in Iraq who live in a constant state of war. People are born into it, they live all their days in it, and they die with it all around them. Saddam Hussein hounded them and killed them in various evil ways, and then after that, ISIS showed up on the scene. People would wake up to find that their neighbors, their own families, had joined ISIS and had turned them in. And ISIS tracked them down, took their women and children, sold them into slavery, and killed whole families cruelly and indiscriminately. The person who wrote the book said she asked the people about that, and the people related that they really no longer felt the war. They had no PTSD, as we might term it. They were simply used to it. They were weary of it, but there was no relief for them. It was what life is for them. In our reading, Jesus meets a man who is possessed by a demon. The demon made the man mute. Matthew adds that the man was blind as well. Thus, that man lived in a state of constant war. The demon possessed him, made his life a miserable hell on earth. But Jesus came to him and cast the demon out. And the mute man received his voice and his sight. His life was made whole. Jesus restored him to the way that he intended at creation. And astonishingly, some who saw this accused Jesus of being in league with the devil. They observed the great miracle, but they simply didn't see it. They do not glorify God, but they accuse Jesus of devilry. Others, stupidly, simply want to see more. Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus points out to them how ludicrous it is to say that he is in league with Satan. No kingdom can be divided against itself. It will fall to pieces. It is as if one of our generals won a great battle, but at the end he said, "Well, I've been on the enemy's side all along." Of course, you know that's ridiculous. If Satan fights against himself, he will defeat his own cause. And so Jesus tells them, "I cast out demons by the finger of God." And knowing that then, know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. This little phrase, "finger of God," certainly would have clued people in on what Jesus was saying, because that's a really Old Testament phrase. They knew how Moses had written that the Egyptian sorcerers, who were in league with the devil, recognized that the plagues were the work of the finger of God. The Jews knew that God wrote the commandments on the tablets of stone by his finger. The Psalms testify that the heavens are the work of his fingers. Belshazzar had seen the writing on the wall made by the finger of God. They knew what the finger of God meant. They should have understood very clearly that Jesus had done this by his divine power, the power of the ever-living, true, and eternal God. Why is it then that we, who have been steeped in the Scriptures, many of us our whole life, go through our life seemingly without a clue of what's going on around us? Could it be that we, like the Yazidis, are engaged in a war and do not feel it any longer? That we have become deaf and blind to the ongoing tragedy of sin and death around us and in us? That we don't recognize the finger of God, who is the Holy Spirit? We don't recognize him in our lives. Is that why we look for help and comfort outside the Holy Church of Jesus? Why do so many of our people look for help in psychology or numb themselves with constantly scrolling through the internet, that barren place haunted by wild creatures and demons? Why do you continue to think that the government will spare you from the plight of poverty and pandemic and do not call upon the Lord? Some reputed to be brethren have turned in their pastor or congregation to authorities. How can this be? Is it because you've been in the war so long that you have become deaf and blind to your enemy and can only resort to the ways of the world? Have you become content to float along and try to survive by getting along? Repent. Your flesh is weak. It wants to drift along. It doesn't want to choose sides. It wants to be liked by everyone. And there's danger in that. Hear the words of Jesus. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. I say to you, repent. So often we choose the wrong thing, forgetting who we are, because we have been in a war every day of our lives. And the idols of comfort and worldly peace, government security and good health sometimes become our true comfort. Repent. You see, Jesus, who is the Lord of our life and God of our salvation, has come. And he says to you, lift up your heads. You are not defeated. Though the strong man, the evil one, has had you wrapped up in fear and consigned to death, the stronger one has come upon him and overcome him with his finger. Jesus has delivered you from the kingdom of the devil and of darkness. He has freed you from deafness and blindness, the things that you were born with. He has made you to hear his living voice by placing his finger in your ears at your baptism. He has made you to see the day of your salvation as you receive his body and blood from your pastor at the altars at your church. Hear and see how much the Lord loves you and has given all to redeem you from sin and death and devil. That Jesus has come with his eternal kingdom to set the prisoners free, to give light to those who sat in darkness, to raise up the fallen, to heal the brokenhearted, to calm the anxious in their minds and spirit, and to gather the scattered. He who has been lifted up on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, draws all to himself. This life is filled with conflict. We are not yet removed from the devil's influence and power. But you must know that this conflict is good for you. For we know that where the devil rises up, there you will find Christ proclaiming victory with his cross and his resurrection, that he has died for you to forgive your sins and to plunder the devil of his spoils. The church recognizes that the finger of God that Jesus speaks of is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit points us to Jesus in the divine word. It is his divine work to move you to repent, to move you into his house where you can hear the word of God. And there you taste and see that the Lord is good, not alone like a sparrow on a housetop, but gathered into the people of God, no longer solitary, but gathered into a holy family. Christ, by the Spirit, the finger of God, expels the devil, as we say in the baptismal rite, "Depart, O unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." And so the Lord lays his finger into our ears and upon our eyes, and so works faith and illumination in us, so that we are redeemed from the power and kingdom of the devil and brought safely into the kingdom of Christ. Soon, on the last day, this warfare will be ended. Don't think it goes on eternally. And we, with all the people of God, will stand in white robes and sing praise to our God who has saved us from the evil prince of this world. There we will know the end of all war. There will be no fear and no anxiety. There will be no oppression and no persecution, because all these things are taken up into the holy wounds of Jesus. And all we will know eternally is his peace and eternal joy. So, dear brethren, raise your eyes to Christ our Savior. Listen to his voice as he draws you to himself and invites you to hear of his comfort and peace. This war is not eternal. Do not get sucked up into it and become hopeless, because it all ends in Jesus. He has conquered our enemies. The devil is thrown down. Death has been conquered. For Christ, once slain, is risen from the dead. He is the stronger one, the eternal God who has taken on our flesh to redeem us from our ancient enemies. And the Holy Spirit, that finger of God, has written this truth upon your forehead and over your heart in the waters of baptism. And as Jesus says to you, blessed indeed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Kansas District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend David and Jenny Preuss, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.